Welcome to Narratives. Set in Dartmoor, at an imaginary Duke's estate, this is book three of a series. Here the shy heroine, working as a scribe, is summoned to the mysterious Duke's estate where she is told she is now in his employ for an indefinite period.
Gwen started tapping her foot once more. The Duke. How was she to endure this wait before she met the Duke? She bit her lip. No, tell it true. Before she met Edward. Hands bundled in her lap, she quieted her troublesome appendage, tucking her ankle behind its mate for good measure as a shiver rushed through her. It was an assignment like any other. He was an assignment like any other. She'd written him numerous times under the direction of the solicitors of the chambers, copied legal documents concerning his estate and his business matters. She'd undertaken 100 tasks for his account, just as she had for dozens of other clients of Lord Beecham's chambers. She should not make more of this than what it was. But then, she'd never before travelled to her client's residence. She'd never left her small, solitary room at the chambers. She'd never been directed upon her arrival for a day of work to pack a bag and meet Lord Beecham at the train station, had never travelled to Sarath Hill, had never walked Sarath Hill's drive, felt the crunch of gravel beneath her feet, been greeted by Edward's butler, walked Edward's halls. She'd never before met Edward. Crossing her arms over her stomach, she leaned forward, pressing deep. Good heavens, she was nervous and excited and nervous. She was going to meet Edward. One moment soon, he was going to open that door and she would see him. She would see the man she'd corresponded with for over a year, to whom she'd expressed every thought and who had expressed his to her. It did not matter that he was a duke, so far above her in consequence as to be laughable. He was her friend and, at last, they would meet. Foot tapping wildly, she leaned her head back against the wall. This was all so ridiculous. She was ridiculous to have this unbridled excitement rioting through her. Exhaling, she caught the stare of the gargoyle. The gargoyle knew how ridiculous her thoughts. Its stone features laughed at her, and in a fit of pique, she poked her tongue out. The study door opened. Leaping to her feet, she swayed as the blood rushed from her head. Lord Beecham appeared in the doorway and, his eyes lighting upon her, crooked a finger. Miss Parks, come. Heart beating a rapid tattoo, she bent to grip the handle of her carpet bag. Lord Beecham had abandoned the door by the time she had gathered herself enough to approach, the worn wooden handle of the bag pressing deep into her palm. Passing through the doorway, Gwen stopped, her jaw slack as she looked about the room. Lit only by the flame of the massive fireplace dominating one wall and the wan flicker of a lamp seated on the enormous desk, the room was huge, cavernous even, and dark, so dark. The faint light picked up rows upon rows of books while heavy drapes of an unidentifiable fabric covered what she could only presume were windows. The floor was the same stone as the hall, the only carpet appearing before the fire under the clawed feet of a large armchair. Her gaze returned to the fireplace. A man stood before it, his back to her, right hand held by his left. Her heart, already racing, started a wild thud against her ribs. That was him, the Duke. Edward. He did not turn, though she willed him to. Willed him to turn so she could utter that most important of phrases, the one she'd longed to say for an age now. Hello, Edward. Miss Parks, Lord Beecham stood before the Duke's desk, wearing a look that spoke of his impatience. He gestured at a chair sat before the desk. Sit. Clutching her bag to her, she did as she was bidden and fought the urge to look to the fire, to Edward. Back ramrod straight, Lord Beecham pinned her with his gaze. Miss Parks, the Duke of Sarath requires your expertise in scribing his correspondence for the foreseeable future. I will be returning to London in the morning, but you will remain here at Sarath Hill to undertake any direction he specifies. Gwen blinked. What? Your presence here has been requested by His Grace himself. If it were my choice, I would have recommended someone with greater skill and experience. However, I see to His Grace in this matter, as will you. She was to... What? If anyone requires contact, you are to give me their notification. I will see it delivered. Finally, she found her voice. Lord Beecham, I cannot. Miss Parks, do not test my patience. You are already employed under extraordinary circumstances, and it would not take much for me to rescind those circumstances. You will do as you are told. Shock began to wane. She glanced toward the fireplace, but the man standing before it didn't so much as twitch. "Sir, I cannot depart London for an undetermined period of time. I have commitments." Impatience darkened Lord Beecham's expression. "Of which you will tell me and I will deal with them. Your presence is required, Miss Parks. It's as simple as that."
You've been listening to Cassandra Dean, reading from her book, Silk and Scars. Narratives is produced by Karina Winmoylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.